Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
Now to France, where schools are closed and the country's high-speed trains sit idle as trade unions protest President Emmanuel Macron's plan to overhaul the French retirement system. Sophie Petter is the Paris bureau chief for The Economist, and she joins us now via Skype. Sophie, first of all, this walkout could include millions of people. Talk about the impact it's having there today.
Well, it has indeed. I mean, the turnout's been massive. We've seen 9 out of 10 trains, for example, run by the national railways have all been cancelled. We've seen deserted metro platforms because the Paris metro isn't functioning, or at least very few lines are. We've seen, you know, half teachers are on strike, so classrooms have been shut. It has been really massive. And then starting this afternoon, we've seen big demonstrations on the streets of Paris and other cities. So really a very big turnout for this first day of the strike.
And this is all about pension reform. France has one of the most generous retirement systems in the world, actually. Why does President Macron want to change it? What's the plan?
Well, it's an interesting one on two counts, I would say. First of all, what he's trying to do is not to raise the retirement age. The French actually retire very, very young compared with other European countries. The legal minimum is 62 years, and they have such long lifespans that they actually can spend some of them a quarter of a century in retirement. But it's not about that. What it's about is merging what is an absolutely sprawling pension system in France. There are 42 different regimes, all with different rules and different levels of contributions. He wants to transform that into one system that is based on points that everyone can understand and that is fair. And it's that that's causing all the demonstrations. But the second oddity of this is that actually the government hasn't yet announced what the new rules are going to be. So you've got a protest against a reform in principle, but without knowing any of the details. I think people are just really worried.
Now, this is a union strike and a union protest, but how is it connected, if at all, to the Yellow Vest protest from the last year or so?
Well, it's a good question because, in effect, the unions in France have been quite quiet over the last year. The Yellow Vests really did capture both the attention and literally the sort of roads and roundabouts of France a year ago. And they really shook this government and President Macron. And the unions have been quite quiet. So in a way, it marks their return. I think that there is a very strong feeling by a lot of union leaders that they need and want to show that they can still draw these people onto the streets, this many people, that they can still act as a powerful force in France, and that they can still, they hope, force a government to make concessions and even withdraw reform. So, you know, you're looking not just at a sort of a battle of wills between the government and the unions, but a battle for the existence of the unions in France and their real kind of impact on French life today.
You know, we were just watching President Macron on the world stage in London at the NATO meetings this week, showing some pluck, giving President Trump a hard time in public. Now he comes home to this, and he has a challenge on his hands. What do these strikes say about the president's leadership, and is he losing support of the country?
Well, it is difficult for him. He has, a year ago, he was in real trouble when the Yellow Vests were on the streets and his popularity plunged right down. He's recovered it a bit this year. I mean, he launched a whole process of consultations and town hall meetings where he sort of, you know, took off his jacket and rolled up his sleeves and really tried to listen to people. And I think that did quite a lot of good for him. And in a way, he's nothing if he's not a reformer. President Macron, that was what he was elected to do. And I think in a way, if he gives in on this one, then he's going to find it very difficult to do anything else in France for the rest of his term in office.
Sophie Petter, bureau chief for The Economist. Thanks so much for your time.
Thank you.